every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, alongside Bob Casper, and again, being Halloween weekend, is Casper not the most famous ghost in all of ghostdom, right?
Yes.
If anyone just asked.
And the funny thing about that is, whenever somebody asks, well, how do you, what's your last name? And I say Casper, spelt like the ghost.
Oh, all right. There you go.
So, yes.
So it's part of your, you know, identity.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about, we'll have some fun with the Halloween theme. I realized that was, you know, so last night, if you will. But here we are into November, which is ironic. I don't know if it's ironic. That's not the right word. It's amazing for those of us to sit back and go, wasn't it just like Augusta? Like, weren't we just, now we're almost there again? Like,
yeah, we got Thanksgiving and Christmas and we're done with the year.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We'll be wrapping up year 26 of Talking Golf with you right here on Real Golf Radio, coming up in just the next several weeks. So, yeah, pretty remaining amazing stuff. We got the remaining fall series to talk about. We got Black Desert to recap. We're going to mention Hawaii as well. Man, that's a tough deal. And I wonder if Hawaii's part of the future on the PGA Tour schedule. So much has been written about that over the last week. It makes me wonder. We're also going to have some fun with some Halloween topics. Scariest shots in golf. Let us know what you think. At Real Golf is our X handle. You can also find us by searching Real Golf Radio on Instagram. And you can download our podcast wherever podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. How about Monster Holes on Tour? Think about that one. There's a lot of them out there. Mm. Most famous ghosts? Yeah, we talk about Casper, but how about in the sense of some of the players that we just don't see much anymore? We'll talk about that. And then golf's graveyard. If you were to go dig something up from golf's past that's no longer, what are one of those things or some of those things? We'll also drop in the best golf treats. Are you going trick-or-treat? Which treat would you want to see? And I know, we'll just go ahead and eliminate an invitation to play Augusta National or Cypress Point, because I know that's on the, that's everybody's trick-or-treat moment. But outside of that, what are they? So,
well, an invitation to the tournament. Oh. Not invitation, but a ticket to the tournament. Or,
well, an invitation to the tournament would be even better, of course.
Yep.
That means you're playing. So Michael Brennan hopes to get that after winning a Black Desert last week. We'll recap that as well on this week's edition of Real Golf Radio.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11-1, select models only.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. You just saw the PGA Tour compete on this amazing Tom Weisskopf Design Championship golf course. Look up the website, blackdesertresort.com. Find out how you can stay on site, same place the tour pros were, and play the same golf course as well. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available. It's a phenomenal place to go and visit and experience. Black Desert Resort. That's blackdesertresort.com. And thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Why don't we start right there, Bob? Michael Brennan with an impressive performance around Black Desert. This is something that I found to be most intriguing. And I'll let you run through all of his numbers about, you know, where he was and how he got here and all that kind of thing. But the fact that the guy ended up being second in driving distance, and not by much. Now we're talking fractions. And he was, of course, number one in strokes gained off the tee because he hit over 90% of his fairways. Ooh. And I asked him afterwards, you know, what was it about it? So many players I heard that said, you know, it's hard to figure out. Max Homa said this to me at the halfway point. It's hard to pick your sight lines, left line, right line, because again, in desert golf, you don't necessarily have pine trees and other objects to be able to orient yourself, to be able to hit shots off of or what have you. So you sort of have to really pick your line, trust it and hit it, right? Yeah. And you have to rely on the yardage books a lot. We'll talk to the caddy coming up about that. Mm-hmm. But when I interviewed Michael afterwards, he said that it was easy to see where to hit it and where not to hit it. Now, that sounds elementary.
Straight fit his eye.
Well, but it must have, right? Because when we asked Max Homa in that same vein, did it fit your eye? He said, it didn't fit my eye, but it fit my game. And we talked about that. So apparently there's a difference because for Michael Brennan, it felt, he said it was easy to see where to hit it and where not to hit it. And he trusted his driver. And so he sent it. He sent it all day long to the tune of an average of 350 yards off the tee and over 90% of his fairways, and didn't find any lava until the second shot into the 18th hole, which was his 72nd hole on Sunday afternoon in route. Wow. And he had a 5-shot lead in his back pocket. Like, that is a freaking dominant performance. Hats off, and get to know the name Michael Brennan. Bob, how did he get here? Who even is this guy?
Well, first of all, 22 under par. He wins at Black Desert. 67, 65, 64, 66. With all the pressure on coming down the stretch, 66 in the final round. So, yeah, kudos to him. But let's talk about him. He gets a sponsor invite. And the reason he got the sponsor invite is because he played extremely well in the PGA of Americas. He played down in South America first in the year and came out ranked number 451 in the world through the South America portion. And then he got to Canada. He won three times in Canada, ended up getting the Order of Merit in Canada and gets a sponsor's exemption and wins as a professional for the first time in his first PGA Tour event as a professional there at Black Desert. And currently now, after that win, so he went from 451 coming out of South America, he went from 451 to 50th in the world. And what does that do for him? It does all the stuff that, you know, guys dream of. It gets you into major championships. If he can keep that position, he'll get into the Masters. He gets into all the PGA Tour events. He has his card for 2 years. He gets into the event at Hilton Head, which is a signature event. There's just a lot going on for him now, and it's pretty exciting to see that a guy can go in, he can become possibly a guy that works his way into position to be like a Scottie Scheffler or one of the guys on the PGA Tour, because he digs it out of the dirt, and it's meritocracy, and you play good, and guess what? Good things happen for you.
I do love that, right? Isn't that one of the cool things about our sport? Is
the best.
That if you win, you know, all the spoils go to you. Doesn't matter what your resume is or was.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity. You seize the moment. You're in the tournament. You've got a shot, right? Like if somebody said, hey, we're going to put you on an NFL team, you know, for a day, it doesn't mean you're going to make the team or the NBA or anything like that, right? But in golf, yeah, look, here's your shot. Go shoot your shot, man. And Michael Brennan did that with a four-shot win with a bogey on the last hole. And by the way, I mean, he could have birdied that so easy. Like if he would have decided to play it smart, but he just sent it. Like he went, I mean, it wasn't even that long of a shot. Of course he went for it. You know, I mean, there was no letting up, and he pulled it just a little bit and it got in some lava, had to take a drop, knocked it up there, two putted, made bogey on one of the easiest holes on the golf course. I don't think that would have been the case in a different scenario. I think he just, you know, that's how it ended up. But, you know, when you got a 5-shot lead in your back pocket playing the last hole, that's pretty good playing, right?
Yeah.
Ricky Hoy finished second. Four shots back at 18. And then he had a bunch of players at 16, including David Ford, Thorbjørn Olesen, Ben Silverman, Justin Lauer, Pearson Cootie, and defending champion Matt McCarty. Pretty good, pretty good showing in his title defense. 69, 65, 64. Not the best Sunday for Matt, as he shoots 70 in that final round and finishes six shots back. So you think about that. Did Matt have a 62 in him or 63 in him? Probably, you know, 64. Like that could be, like, he has that in him. Just didn't happen. That definitely would have put him more in contention. But to get tied for third, really, really good spot coming into this one. So yeah, as you mentioned, Michael Brennan, I can't imagine a world he doesn't take up full PGA Tour membership. So he's going to do that, which will give him 500 FedEx Cup points. It'll move him to 95th in the FedEx Cup fall standings. It gives, as you mentioned, he's in the Players, he's in the PGA and the RBC Heritage. So, which is that?
Did you hear what his caddy said to him after he won the Order of Merit in Canada? His caddy said to him, "Yeah, that gets us on the Korn Ferry Tour, but we won't be playing on the Korn Ferry Tour."
Oh,
that's what his caddy said to him after he won the Order of Merit. So that's really cool. And think about his world: plays in South America, plays in Canada, where you're not playing for a lot of money. And you wake up on Wednesday morning and you've got $1,080,000 in your bank account.
Thank you very little.
Thank you. Pretty crazy.
Stuff. Yep. Seventh player since 1970 to win within his first three starts. And when you think about that, you go back to Jim Benepi. Can you tell me about Jim Benepi? Did you remember him from 1988 when he won the BMW championship?
Yeah. Jim Benepi was, yeah, a sponsor exemption. And he was a guy out of the Midwest, and he won there in Chicago, which used to be the Chicago or the Western Open. Mm. Yeah.
You remember him though. That's good. Yeah, I don't remember.
Absolutely.
Him. Garrick Higgo in 2021 won in his second, and then players that have won in their third starts, you've got the last two. So prior to the Black Desert Championship being held, right. Black Desert hosting a PGA Tour event, you had Russell Henley did it in 2013 at the Sony Open in his third start. Seve mm-hmm. in 1978 and Bob Gilbert in 1976. So yep. 76, 78, 2013, and now back-to-back years at Black Desert, Matt McCarty and Michael Brennan. That's pretty cool stuff. History being made at Black Desert Resort.
Yep, it's awesome. It's a great golf course. It's a great venue. It shows well on television, and we're excited for more.
So, you know the old adage, Bob, drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah.
How about the fact that his leading the field in strokes gained off the tee? Did you see what the strokes gained was off the tee?
I didn't.
7.5 shots.
Holy moly.
7.5 shots. You think that's a weapon? I don't know. Maybe yes. That'd be drive for dough.
Yep. So think about it. The guys that on the PGA Tour, Pot Guider, and there's a few other guys this year that were right up there in the top five. They became winners on tour. Well, here is a kid that finishes, that basically is second, hits 90% of his fairways, but he hits it straight and gets it in the fairway. That is a huge weapon going forward in events, because now it's the bomb and gouge, but it's not the gouge out of the rough. It's the gouge out of the fairway.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. Great event. I thought Black Desert showed really well. The golf course was pure. The players just kept talking about how great the surfaces were, putting surfaces. Mm-hmm. Talked to Kevin Streelman afterwards, and he said, Black Desert, this event is the class of the fall. I thought it was pretty,
that's cool.
That was unsolicited. That's really cool. But he just said, look, this is where it's at. And he said, it's going to continue to grow. Everyone's going to be talking on the range. Jason Day, Max Homa, some of these bigger, more popular names that showed up all had great things to say. And so here's hoping to see that continue to grow. And, yep. You know, being fans here in Utah, it's great to see a golf course being shown off right here in such a beautiful place in our home state of Utah. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we've got so much more to get to. News and notes, plus get into a little bit of our Halloween theme. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Appreciate you being alongside. At Real Golf is the X handle. Real Golf Radio on Instagram and where your favorite podcasts are found. All right, so we talked a little bit about what was happening at Black Desert and how that all went down. Ryan Ballingy, by the way, will join us coming up next, so stay tuned for that. I want to talk about Hawaii for a second, Bob. I wonder if Hawaii is in jeopardy of losing the PGA Tour in its entirety. My understanding is that the Sony contract for Wailea is up next year, and it feels like this was a pretty quick move by the PGA Tour. There was an article Alex Maselli wrote on the Daily Drive that showed pictures of what Kapalua Plantation course looks like now versus, you know, a month and a half, 6 weeks ago. And they've shut down the watering on the bay course. They've kind of sacrificed that to be able to get the plantation course going again. And it's responded dramatically well. Now you're coming into the rainy season. And so the point of Alex's article was perhaps that was a little hasty in pulling the event that, you know, is so popular and the place relies on that. So I hate to see it, but there's a lot of talk that the new commissioner wants to, you know, have a little scarcity added to the game, which would make the events that are being played more valuable. And if you're going to have scarcity, it means you're going to lose some events. Yeah. And so if you start to look at, you know, maybe Hawaii gets axed. I don't know, when you hear that, especially, you know, again, your dad played in Hawaii. This is a huge history. In fact, I think the Sony Open might be the longest running sponsored event on the PGA Tour, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I can remember every springtime jumping on a plane and going to Hawaii for a week. Dad was playing in the Sony Open, and we got to see, you know, Sea Life Park there on the main on island of Oahu and Polynesian Cultural Center. And we got to do all the fun stuff that was there in Hawaii and then go out and watch Dad play golf on the golf course and play in that tournament. It is one of the traditions of the PGA Tour. So for the idea that it might be axed out of the PGA Tour and not part of the year-to-year schedule is kind of... I don't like it. I don't like it because it's been such a big part of the PGA Tour. Now, the idea is that if that happened, then there would have to be players on the board and the tournament committee, which Tiger Woods is heading up and that kind of thing, that is putting an axe to it. It's just not a decision that the CEO Rolap, commissioner of the PGA Tour, can just make that decision willy-nilly and axe it off.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the chairman, but he is the CEO. Yeah.
Yes.
But that was nice of you to say. Here's what Daily Drive wrote in their article earlier this week, where it says the Century has a deal with the PGA Tour through 2035. There are already rumblings that it will move its sponsorship, and that the tour will simply wait to open its season in 2027 until later in the month. That latter idea has gained further traction due to new CEO Brian Rolapp's comments earlier this year around scarcity and the need for more meaningful tournaments. Having come into his job from the NFL, Rolapp is also keenly aware that the Hawaii tournaments that typically start the year, despite their scenic vistas and allure to snowbound viewers on the mainland, get killed in the television ratings. And here's what it is. So you got wild NFL wild card and divisional playoff games that are scheduled at the same time. They draw, on average, more than 30 million viewers. And the two events in Hawaii did less than 500,000 each on Golf Channel.
Wow.
So when you sit back and look at it from a business decision, you go, well, I mean, what can you say? You got 500,000 viewers against 30 to 40 million on the divisional and wild card rounds. You know, is that the best use of our time here? Maybe you look at, you know, placing it somewhere else, starting it the week between, you know, that's the off week for the NFL prior to the Super Bowl or what have you. So anyway, I'm not suggesting that it's the way it should be. These are just some of the rumblings that are being reported. And, you know, Alex Maselli, as I pointed out also on the Daily Drive, wrote that did the tour basically pull the plug prematurely on Kapalua? And if that's the case, you know, maybe that just all fits the narrative of where they're trying to go with this. I hope not, right? Because so from nostalgia.
Compaction.
Well, and think of the ripple effect that has, Bob. Not only these, okay, from a business standpoint, when you're looking at the whole thing, you say, okay, we're gonna maximize these. We're gonna have scarcity, which means we're gonna have fewer events.
Right.
And these events are going to be more meaningful. Those are the other word. That's another word to use, which means you're going to have better players. And because you're going to have better players and fewer events, more people are going to tune in to watch those events because there's fewer of them. And so when you start to think of that, that sounds pretty good. I could make the case in Major League Baseball, 162 games. How many do you watch? But how many of the World Series games do you miss? Not very many, because they're pretty darn compelling, right?
Yep.
They're meaningful, if you will. There's scarcity around them. And so I think if you were to kind of follow that model, then you might suggest that this might make some business sense. The ripple effect to that is the development of
players,
the next stars. You're talking about, you know, different cities that and areas that might get cut out from the schedule, like we were just talking about with Hawaii. And, of course, a change to in history, in tradition, of which Rolapp has said he wants to take into consideration but not be held by it.
Interesting.
So those are all I'm saying is look for some changes. What Phil Mickelson and Live Golf started a few years ago is probably going to roll into those changes, and we're going to see a little bit of a different look PGA Tour somewhat in the future. Again, not reporting what is going to happen, simply reporting what else is being discussed or some of the reports that I've read, discussing some of the reports that I've read around what potentially might take place. So it's fascinating, though, to keep an eye on on where we're going with this one.
Yep.
And I, for one, loved turning up, you know, just got out of the holidays.
Yeah.
You're sitting in snowbound Utah, and you flip on the TV to the beautiful vistas of Kapalua and Maui, and I look forward to that every single year.
Oh, every year. Every year.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it starts to go right into the excitement of the PGA Tour, getting off the rock, as the caddy called it, and then folding right into the West Coast swing.
All right. We have a few other things to talk about, but before we get to Ryan Ballingy, just had to mention our Halloween topics, so we can get those started. Scariest shots in golf. We've done that every single year. I feel like it's kind of played, but it's worth mentioning. Monster holes on tour. What are some of those holes that are just flat out monsters? And it doesn't necessarily mean they have to be long to be a monster hole. Although sometimes you think about that, could just be the weight that those holes tend to carry, whether it's the challenge of the shot or the shots required, or it's just
jump
where
up and bite you.
Where ooh. That's good. Or just the magnitude of where those holes are as it lays out in the round. And that's one of the things that I don't like about shotgun starts is when you design a golf course, think about hitting your second shot into 15 at the Masters if that was only your second hole of the day versus you only have three left to play after that. Like it's more impactful given where it is in the tournament.
In the round.
Yeah.
Yes. In the round. Exactly.
So there's some monster holes. And then we got famous ghosts. We're going to talk about that. Like, not only just just some of the players that maybe we don't see as much as we used to. They're sort of disappeared a little bit. You know, where are those guys? And then golf's graveyard. What are some of those things in golf's past that you'd want to dig up and bring back a little bit? And then, of course, best golf treats. Best golf treats, Bob. What's your favorite golf treat?
Nothing better than new golf balls.
That's a good one. Plus, I love the smell of opening up new golf balls. I don't know. I have a nose thing. I know it's kind of weird, but yeah, I like that. That's probably the Reese's peanut butter cups of golf treats is just a brand new sleeve of golf balls. You had also mentioned an invitation or a ticket to the Masters. That's a next level kind of treat.
Yeah. So when guys or when people put their, you know, sign up every year for the lottery for Masters tickets and everything like that, that's got to be a huge treat when you get that letter or email in the mail and it says, guess what? You're going to Monday or Tuesday or tournament days now you can get a ticket for.
You're right.
So that's got to be a huge treat.
That's the ultimate trick or treat. Because the trick is they get the, sorry, you didn't win.
Yeah.
The treat is, congratulations, you're going to the Masters. We'll see what Ryan Ballengee thinks about that coming up next. Much more as well. Thanks for joining us here. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, we understand the tradition of golf, the joy of passing the game from one generation to the next. Since 1971, we've been helping families like yours enjoy the game of golf. Our expert team will help you find all the golf gear, shoes, and apparel you need. With over 60 years of experience and our legendary 90-day guarantee, we've always been here to help you get there. Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf. Get there!
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, joined now by our good friend Ryan Ballengee with GolfNewsNet.com on a Halloween weekend, welcoming in the month of November, which is just unbelievable how fast time goes these days and into the off season for so many. Balanchy, how are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to visit with us. Just wanted to get your thoughts real quick on what you saw at Black Desert. I mean, I know I'm super biased on this point, but how good did it look on TV?
I mean, it's a gorgeous place, obviously. I mean, I think you'd be lying if you didn't think that. I really enjoy watching these guys play a place like this because it is a place that all of us can go play. And the way they play it is probably radically different than the way we would play it, the vast majority of us. But that it still poses challenges and problems for them, especially if they miss short side. Obviously, they're very unlikely compared to us to miss into the volcanic rock. But, you know, they get an opportunity to play in a way that we're never going to. And then you can go out there someday and try it yourself and see how you stack up to it. And just to kind of see how that differs between year to year, class to class, and now that the PGA Tour players who have played it in back-to-back years have some experience, how they're kind of figuring out how to play it as they learn the ins and outs of the place.
How about Michael Brennan? What a great story. Kid playing on the PGA Tour Americas, and here he wins his first event as a professional here at Black Desert.
Yeah, pretty amazing. He's had a hell of a year. He's a Northern Virginia kid, so he grew up in a town called Leesburg, which is, depending on D.C. traffic, let's just say an hour-ish from here, and over at River Creek Club, and they had an amazing celebration for him on Sunday when he won a little bit later here. But had a great year on the PGA Tour Americas. First year last year, I think he finished 18th of the points on that tour. The Fortinet Cup is what it's called. Won that circuit, and I think he felt kind of disappointed not to be able to move to the Korn Ferry Tour, but this year won three times, had an incredible season, finished number one on that points list, got the promotion, the full promotion to the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, no kind of restrictions to his membership next year. Then he gets into this, you know, a sponsor invite, and man, he doesn't. I mean, and he looked like a guy who had been playing the PGA Tour for several years. I mean, he had that kind of confidence about him, and I forget which hole it was, so I'm gonna apologize in advance. But he had like a 400-yard drive,
12
in the final round, and just to have the confidence. I guess that's the confidence of youth to just do that, even though you had the tournament basically in the bag at that point. No, I'm gonna keep playing the golf I played to get here, and basically stumble free until the last hole when it really didn't matter anymore. And he had it comfortably, it seemed like, the whole way. And I think a guy with this kind of power who can reach 190, 195 miles per hour ball speed, which is outrageous, somewhat consistently, is going to be a guy who can be a problem for the rest of the PGA Tour, at least for the next 2 years, because he's got a status now.
Yeah, it's easy to look at a guy like that and in a performance like that and say, man, what's to come and what are the comparisons to some of these other players? I talked to Todd Lewis with Golf Channel. He was walking the fairways and had a chance to – he said he's visited with his family. He's visited with people that know his family. And he said this feels like – he goes, again, you never know. But he goes, this feels like the way he kind of has everything in order – with his game and his personal life and the support that he has. He said it feels a lot like when Jordan Spieth came out. That, I mean, again, not saying that that's the ceiling or the expectations or whatever, but it is interesting from a guy like Todd that's around those guys in those situations so often that he would make that comparison. And going back to what you said there, if you look at the stats on the 12th hole, there is a bunker on the right side, which when you're as a resort guest, when I'm down there playing, I just take driver. Again, I'm playing a tee up, but I just take driver over that right bunker, and it's kind of between the lava. There's also a left bunker with a ribbon of lava right behind it. 95% of the tour players hit a 3-wood to be short of that left bunker, and then they play a 9-iron in from there. And Michael Brennan just goes ahead and shreds driver, as you pointed out, the one that everyone's watching, that rolled all the way up into the rough just short of the greenside bunker. Phenomenal. Huge. I mean, a lot of risk in there. You knock it in the lava, and it's through the green. You don't get to play it like the resort guests where it's a lateral hazard and you take a penalty and a drop there and play on, right? So this guy, This guy was second in driving distance, and he hit 90% at average of 350, and he hit 90% of his fairways. That is just unbelievable stuff. That's a big weapon.
I mean, you're doing that in the PGA Tour event. Well, I realize he technically doesn't have anything to lose. He had Korn Ferry Tour membership all lined up. But at that point, he did have something to lose because he was about to win on the PGA Tour. And he still made that choice, and he made it confidently and swung it confidently and hit an incredible golf shot and then set up about as easy of a birdie as it gets. And just it kind of extended the momentum that he had all the way to the finish line. And I appreciate that about young guys who have that confidence, who have that belief, and are going to stick with their game plan. No one would have begrudged him had he just decided, okay, I've got a pretty comfortable lead here. I'm going to just lay back and do the smart thing. No, he all gas, no brakes. And I really, really like that.
Including the shot in on the final hole. That was his first lava the entire week, was on the 72nd hole.
Oh, my.
Going right. For that in two. How would you not go for it in two? It's probably a 6-iron for him.
Well, what you did on 12, I mean, what's the, you know, like, now it's 150 yards shorter. Sure, okay. Kudos to him for doing it, and then for staying in it, not pre-celebrating, you could tell he was thinking about every shot. He cared, he stuck with his game plan, stuck with his process until basically he got on the green on the 72nd hole, and then it was like, okay, now I know I'm going to win this thing. There's something to be said, and I tweeted this last Sunday. There's something to be said for just winning, for learning how to win golf tournaments. And that's the value of PGA Tour Americas and Korn Ferry Tour, even mini tours, just knowing what it's like, what your body does when you can win, that how you react to it, how you deal with it psychologically, physically. It doesn't matter whether you're playing on the PGA Tour, whether you're playing on a different tour. It's not like your body gets extra numb at a certain point, or if you can't feel your fingers or your heart races, like it's not going to change that much. So for him to have had that much recent experience in doing it, I think that probably helped him a ton.
Yeah. So to put it in perspective, 451 in the world when he finished in South America earlier this year. And then as you talked about, he was dominant in Canada, gets that sponsor's exemption, and then comes out and wins. And now he's in the top 50 in the world.
Which may get him into the Masters.
Well, it will get him into the Masters if he can maintain that next four or five events when the year's done. Plus, it gets him in, the PGA Championship, and it gets him in Heritage, which is a signature event. I'll tell you what, this guy is going to be fun to watch this next year.
Yeah, I walked away very impressed by what he could do. Now the challenge is kind of like Matt McCarty last year is, all right, you did it for 4 days and that was extremely impressive. Now you've got to go figure out how to play the PGA Tour schedule. And to Matt McCarty's credit, he struggled for a little while, seemed to have figured it out more on the back end, had a great title defense. I also think about Johnny Kiefer, speaking of guys who were not playing the PGA Tour, found their way into the top 50. He's just outside the top 50, in part because Michael Brennan pushed him out a little bit. Yeah. But he's 53rd in the world playing on the Korn Ferry Tour his first season. He won the Korn Ferry Tour points list. He's the player of the year and the rookie of the year on that tour. And he's probably never going back there either. And he's a kid who grew up briefly in Maryland before moving down south. But another very impressive kid. And we've got two of these guys that have been produced this year. And I think that's really cool to see that pathway is possible, where if you have that kind of talent and you can get on that kind of run, you can find yourself in one of these two positions. And Johnny Kiefer's done pretty well for himself in the limited PGA Tour starts he's had. So we're going to get to see these guys next year. And like you said, Michael Brennan's, barring some kind of weird situation here, he's going to be in the Masters next year as a result of this.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us. Hey, wanted to ask you, just changing subjects just a little bit, note that DJ re-upped with the LIV Tour. I thought that was interesting. One of the topics we're talking about is ghosts, being the Halloween weekend and so forth. What are the most famous ghosts? You can almost lump all the LIV guys. They've sort of disappeared over there, and we don't really see them a whole lot anymore. But I was sort of under the impression that DJ was kind of like seemed like he was just content to be sort of done, if you will. And again, I don't know DJ personally. This is just my observation from afar. But I was kind of surprised that the Live Tour is like, yeah, we're re-upping with Dustin Johnson for another number of years. Where do we stand on Live these days? And I think it's, I think at least for me, I'll just tell you, I'm at the point where I'm not really going to speak against it or for it or anything like that. Even though I was against the fracturing of the game and I didn't love what it did, taking some of the stars away from playing against one another. That said, okay, that's where they're doing. That's what's going on. Now it just doesn't seem like it's very solvent, and maybe it doesn't have to be. But what are your thoughts on Liv continuing to re-up with these guys?
I mean, I guess they're not ready to throw, you know, in the towel yet and say that this hasn't worked. And that's totally up to them. Obviously, the Saudis have an insane amount of money, and they can spend it as they see fit. And to just Dustin Johnson's end, I have no idea what the contract is for. I think we've all kind of made the assumption that the next contract for these guys that went to Live originally wasn't going to be nearly as big as the first one. But if it's big enough to keep him around for 2, 3, 4 years, whatever that number is, that's probably the end of golf for him. I mean, I think he's kind of reach the end of giving a crap about professional golf. And if he's going to get paid handsomely to do it 13 or 14 times a year, he's willing to do that at least, and then show up to the majors for which he still has access. And that's all fine. But I don't think Liv is going to suddenly go and sign an earth-shattering name. I think every player on the PGA Tour that's a big headline figure's kind of figured out, the money is over here. It's getting better over here. The rules are changing in their favor slightly and in big ways every year to basically cement their status in that top 50 that has access to these $20 million events. They've got an extra $20 million event. Well, at least they had one until the Century got canceled for this year. They would have had an extra one added on in the event at Doral. So, you know, if you're a PGA Tour player, you've got to figure, all right, everything is set up for me to succeed. And oh, by the way, if I want to go play TGL, I can go play screen golf for a few million bucks for free. And all the options are kind of unrelenting. You know, it's a wealth of opportunity versus Liv is, all right, hardly anyone watches. Really doesn't seem to have grown. They seem to kind of get a little bit stingier with some of the money and who they're willing to kind of have involved. And you know, if you read any of their finances, at least from their overseas unit, they've lost billions of dollars. So it's not going great. I don't know where you would rather be, but I'm pretty sure the choice is clear for me if I were a top player.
Interesting.
Hey Ryan, what's with Halloween, what's your scariest shot?
Man, I think most people would probably say a par three over water. We have a hole at Argyle Country Club, and I'm thinking about it because it was really windy the other day when we got to it. It's 180 yards downhill over junk, then water for the last 30 yards. It's a small target, and it's almost always into a crosswind that's two clubs. And that to me is my scary shot. And it's honestly, probably one of the reasons I play a lot of nine hole rounds is so I don't have to show up there and go, all right, well, how are you going to ruin this thing today? That's my scary shot. There really aren't that many other than that bother me. But I mean, that's the one for me. That's my nightmare shot. And I've been at this club 14 years and still haven't really figured out how I like to hit it.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. As you started describing that, having had a chance to play Bandon earlier this year, if you've got a left to right wind, for a guy that sort of hits it left to right, that's not my favorite shot. Like, I don't want to, I'm thinking about those par threes on Pacific Dunes where you got to, like, for me, I would have to almost hang it out over the edge of the cliff and then let the wind bring it back. And of course I don't want to do that. So I hit it at the green and then I watch the wind take it somewhere over into something that I don't want to be in. That's interesting.
I love trouble shots. I love having to hook it or cut it around things. If golf just started behind a tree on every hole, I would probably be one of the best golfers in the world because I love that kind of stuff. But you give me just a straight wedge from 100 yards, nothing to look at. It's almost like my brain can't lock in on something, and that's when it becomes when it's too easy in my brain, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll run you down. We got a minute left, but we'll run you down the last one. So, monster holes on tour. What's your favorite monster? And it doesn't even necessarily need to be like biggest or longest, but just a good monster hole on tour. What comes to mind?
I think two holes. Number two at Riviera, especially after playing number one, which is basically its twin, but now it's uphill on a par four. The green is exceptionally hard to hit, and it's almost always into your face. And then 18 at Sawgrass, it's just a monster of a hole, but it's not long. I mean, I guess it is 450, 460, but what you can do to make it a nightmare is way more than you can do to make it easy on yourself. And I think that is a finishing hole for a tournament of that magnitude is awesome.
You know, the easy answer would have just been pick one at Oakmont. That would have been your easy answer. But I'm just I liked your answers, though. I liked them. Lastly, golf's graveyard. There's a lot of stuff from golf past that is, you know, no longer part of today's game, whether it was a course that we used to see on tour, whether it was equipment that we used to use, or some of your favorite players. If you were to unearth something from golf's graveyard, what would it be?
I think it would be I can't remember if it was the first or second edition Pro V1 that used to be able to set on the tee based on how it was put together, like the point where you like seam it, where the
seam,
the two halves of the ball, you could seam it, you could line the seam down the line, and you get like an extra 10 yards off of it. And we used to do that in high school all the time. And it was amazing. And I didn't even know the trick about it. And one day, one of the guys on the team was like, yeah, if you just line up that, and sure enough, I mean, it really did work. And I know Titleist Pro V1s are way better than seeming it now, but that was one of the really cool tricks that I miss being able to do.
I love it. It's kind of like the sound of spikes in the parking lot walking to the first tee. I love that. I wouldn't want to go back to putting greens with people wearing spikes, but I really miss the sound of it, right? That's kind of the same. It's the nostalgia, right?
I like the click clack. Yeah. I really do like the click clack. Yeah. I miss that. But yeah, all those rampant holes that you had to dodge on greens were not great. Yeah. So maybe if they could come up with some kind of acoustics package on soles of footwear to give us the click, but none of the holes, that would be great.
Love it. Ryan, thanks so much as always. Fun to talk golf with you, and we'll chat with you again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, joining us. Hope you enjoyed that. Stay tuned. Hour number two, the back nine's next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.